Can you hear me down there, David? It's Pete Allen here.
Yes, we can hear you, Pete.
Sorry to interrupt. I was very fascinated by what David was saying about the animosity towards Margaret Thatcher, and I was a political reporter for many years, like James. And I still don't quite get it, David, because you can go to many parts of the country where they've got exactly the same strong feelings about the poll tax and about Thatcherism and about conservatives, but nowhere, to be honest, did I experience the same sort of hostility to Margaret Thatcher that I found in Scotland. And I still don't understand why do people in Scotland feel so angry with her in particular? Not even the party, not the police, her. What is it about her that got you going?
But I think it's about the policies. And
well,
I
are
think
you sure, David? You see, I just, you know, why is it then that everything, you're unlike, you know, that you feel more hostile towards her than the rest of the United Kingdom? What is it?
I think there are historical reasons why Scotland might be perceived to be slightly to the left of England and Wales, that Scotland is, and certainly central Scotland, we are its strong kind of industrial positioned as the kind of second empire, the second city of the empire. So when Thatcher laid waste to industrialised swathes of the country, then people in the west of Scotland and the central belt of Scotland really suffered perhaps more than
the
nation state of England as a whole.
You sure it wasn't the voice, the southern woman, all that? You sure that's not what really caused offence?
I've lived here for 25 years. When I hear people go on about Thatcher, they don't say it's because she was wearing a skirt.
Okay. Thanks for talking to us. That's David Archibald, and James Shaw was speaking to him. It's 13 minutes now before 6.
Across the UK.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
5 Live Drive.